Now you will hear two long conversations. Conversation 1.
Oh, Jack, I'm glad I called you. I wanted to tell you I have to skip the history study group discussion tonight.
Really? That's too bad. Aren't you feeling well?
Oh, it's not too bad. It's going to be a public meeting down the town hall. The state senator from this area is going to be there. She has this meeting 3 or 4 times a year to speak with her supporters.
Is that what you'd like to do with your evening? Going to listen to a politician's...
Actually, it's a class assignment. Professor Jackson, he's teaching that political science seminar I'm taking. He told all of us in the seminar to go and hear what the senator has to say tonight, and also write up a report about the issues people bring.
Oh, like medical care and tax and...
Right, as long as I'm there. And I think I'd like to bring up government funding for state universities. The tuition keeps going on, and it's getting harder and harder for a lot of students to afford it.
Tell me about it.
Anyway, I want to do a really good job on this report. I need to get a letter of recommendation from Professor Jackson for graduate school. So I guess I'd better show up there tonight and see what's going on.
Yeah, but what about the rest of the history test?
Well, I already put some time on that this morning, so I think by tomorrow afternoon I'll be ready.
Questions 19 to 22 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 19. Why does the man assume the woman is not feeling well? Question 20. What is the general purpose of the meeting the woman plans to attend? Question 21. What does the woman hope to discuss tonight? Question 22. What does the woman hope Professor Jackson will do for her?